Hello, this is Ryan Van Wyk back with another podcast episode. There are several things I want to get to today. One of the things is the stimulus check. You know, the Republicans being fucking greedy as they are. They don't want to basically give more than $600 to $700 this time around. But if the Republicans really knew how people are struggling, then they would change their mind and raise the amount of pay. Bernie Sanders is fighting for another $1,200, which I agree with, but technically it should have been more than $1,200. But $1,200 is better than the $600 or $700 that the Republicans want to give. The last couple of days I downloaded like two or three apps on my phone where you can make money. There's two of them I downloaded, but there's actually three that you can make money off of. One's called Current. And then there's one called Inbox Dollars, and then the other one's called Cash App, but I didn't download Cash App. I downloaded Inbox Dollars and in the Current, and I've been making money off of those in the last couple of days. Any little bit of money does help with anything. I got interviewed by the Overnight Drive podcast on Instagram yesterday, which was kind of fun. And they're really, like I said, they're fun guys to talk to. I said they're awesome, dirty-minded, just like I am. So that's pretty cool to talk to them. I was telling them that I might be moving to Michigan because they do have Myers out there, and I've been trying to find a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and you can't find a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in the town of Indiana where I live at, for the state of Indiana where I live at, for less than $1,600. And my aunt has one out in and my aunt rents a 3-bedroom in Michigan for $750 or something like that a month. So I take my chances, and that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to get that kind of money for that. But, of course, where she lives at, it's a 4-hour drive, so it's going to be a 4-hour drive just to get there. But she said there is a Meijer down the street from her, and then there's a whole bunch of shit to do in Michigan. And that's what I like. I like being around, like, where I could just walk to everywhere and just be able to see everything. And of course, the town of Michigan she lives in, it's a historical society part. She lives in the town where the General George Custer was born and raised. And she also lives down the street from some museum. So there's like a museum in town where you can actually check it out, and it tells you the history of the town. She's 40 minutes, my aunt who lives in Michigan, which is who I might be moving near. She's about 40 minutes south of Detroit and about 20 minutes from the Ohio border. That's all I really know. And then, about that part anyway, I've only been to Michigan twice, and that was to go play at a casino. But other than that, I've never really toured the state or anything like that. But one thing I would like to see in Michigan is the thing that they do every year. It's like a car show, and it's like the biggest car show in Michigan every year that they do. I think it's in Detroit when they do it. And that would be something to see. And then, of course, when I was at my job, I think on Wednesday, I ran into one of my old managers that I had from my old job. At least a couple of them, anyway. And I was kind of surprised. My manager that I currently have at Meijer and the store director, they don't know that I might be moving to Michigan, but like I said, I only got 4 months to decide. I got until April. But that's really about it on that part. Also, I just saw this on my phone. Jeremy Lin, who's a basketball player, he played overseas last year, and supposedly he's signing a contract with the Warriors. I'm not sure how long the deal is for. But let me go see if I can find that out. But he had played for the Warriors before, and then they released him. And then now he's supposedly going back to the Warriors if they, let's see how he does. Oh, shit, huh? He might be signing supposedly he's supposed to be finalizing a deal, but it might be for the development league, like the G League. And then also we have a couple famous people that died. We had Jeremy something, some guy named Jeremy, hold on, let me see if I find the name. Oh, Jeremy Bullock. He played the original Boba Fett in Star Wars. He died yesterday. Where else? What else did I see here? And then you got Carl Mann, famous rockabilly singer, back from Now this one I feel kind of bad for. Lorenzo Telefario, 28-year-old football player, had played for the Baltimore Ravens. He only lasted 3 years. Died a few days ago. Massive heart attack at 28 years old. Fucking sucks. And then we had Anthony Casso from the Lucchese crime family, American mobster. Basically, he died from complications due to COVID-19. Now, this one, we don't know exactly what killed him. Sam Jane, 46, one of the band members to the band Love As Laughter. Even though it says 46 years old, but it doesn't give a cause of death. It just said body discovered on this date, which would have been the December 15th. It's like everybody's fucking popping up, but hell. I've also been reading books, and I just finished up one of my books. Now I'm reading Mary Trump, the Mary Trump book called Too Much and Never Enough: How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. That's the one I'm reading now. My next one after that would be Rage by Bob Woodward, who used to work in the 45 administration, or actually he was the one interviewing. I don't know if he actually worked with 45, but he did interview him. Let's see, I got to work, and I got 3 hours today before I go to work. I got to work tonight, tomorrow night, and then Sunday's a mid shift before I'm off Monday. Now Christmas is next week. I don't celebrate it, but I'm off that day. Now here's actually one thing I want to actually talk about, and I just thought of it because somebody told me about it. If your job does holiday pay, usually depending on the jobs that you do, some jobs will pay you 6 days of holiday pay, the other ones will may pay you seven. Now because Pumpkin Tits did this, Pumpkin Tits had just signed a bill the other day to make. Or he just signed a statement stating that Christmas Eve is a national holiday. So now, because he did that, now Meijer will do seven holiday pays instead of six. So now, if you work during the Christmas week, like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, then you get holiday pay for both days. Which is kind of the only thing I do agree with on that, because Christmas Eve should have been a national holiday for a long time, and now we're going to get seven holiday pays instead of six. It might not start this year, but it might start next year in 2021. And then because I gotta before I even make the attempt to move in April, there's so much shit in my apartment that's gonna be cleaned out because I got so much shit. And then I gotta get a U-Haul truck and just just put everything in there and just drag it that way. Because I didn't realize this when I was talking to somebody at work, when we were talking about getting a U-Haul, for me to use when I move. I thought that you had to drive the U-Haul truck back to where you got it from, and they said no. They said if you get a U-Haul truck, they said if you take a U-Haul truck from Indiana to Michigan, they said take it to a U-Haul place in Michigan, and you just leave it there, but you just gotta fill up the gas. I thought you had to drive it back, but he's like, no. So I learn something new every day. Let's go see. I could tell you easily about how much money I've made on. Now with this inbox dollars, you can't cash out unless you hit $30, and I'm close to that. It's like $22.69 is what I made off the app. And usually you could do surveys, you could watch videos. I prefer not watching videos on serve on ser on the inbox dollars because they only pay you like a cent for every video you watch, which ain't shit. But I was getting so much money more. I was getting more money on the current one, and I just might as well just stick to that one. Now, on the music, I'll make a little bit more because it says you get about 3.11 cent for every thing that you So I gotta look at that even more. But I actually like the idea of listening to music and getting paid for it on the current app, along with watching video. On the current app, I get more money for watching videos. But the videos only last for so long, and then you gotta wait before they reboot more in, and then try to get back and watch more that way. Because every little bit of money does help for everybody. And I just hit the 256 subscriber mark on my YouTube channel. I said I still got a long way to go before I even hit 1,000 subscribers. Now, for people who might not know who I am, I said you could find me on YouTube at Ryan Van Wyk, which is an easy name to find for some people. Now, because when I was talking to Overnight Drive yesterday about me moving to Michigan, I said when I go out there, I said I'll film some videos of my new place so that everybody could see what it looks like if we do move there. Hopefully we do, because I don't want to be in the apartment that I'm at right now, and I don't like this apartment. It's too fucking small for me. Now with the Now the three bedroom house, two the three bedroom, two bath town hall my aunt has, it's got three floors. It's like you got your main floor where you got like your kitchen and you got the living room, and then you got the powder room, which is like a bathroom, but it's just the toilet and the sink and the little small bathroom. And then underneath the kitchen, you got like a basement, which is a pretty decent size. And then you got the third floor where all the bedrooms are, and then there's a second bathroom up there that's a full bath. So you got that. And I said because the, cause these town homes that are like $750 a month, they're a once in a lifetime deal. I said you either get it or you lose out. I said if it wasn't for the fact that I signed another lease, I said I would have been out by now. But I gotta eventually clean up the rest of my room and then try to put my heater and try to set my heater up because it's been kind of chilly lately. And we did get a little bit of snow yesterday, but it didn't stick, so the snow melted. Also, I got my I had ordered a package, I think, a couple days ago, so I just got that in. Or actually, I got the package yesterday. The package I have, and I can't really show it to you because this is just an audio, but I'll tell you about it. It's called a Mophie power bank. It's like basically it looks like a phone, but it's not. And so basically, if you're ever at work and you don't want to use the electrical outlets for charging your phone, the Mophie power bank acts as your electrical outlet. So when you want to charge your phone, you take the part of so you plug the charger into the phone, and then you take the USB port and plug it into the Mophie power bank, and it charges without ever having to be hooked up into an outlet. So it's kind of a cool thing. I haven't used it yet because I haven't got a chance to. I've had it plugged in, but I haven't charged it for the phone yet. It only charges A and B and A and C cords. It does not charge B from what I could find. But really, sorry, I'm just losing my train of thought here for a minute. I'm gonna have to, because when I do move to Michigan and I have to transfer to a different Meijer, I gotta do like redo all my information out there. Like, I gotta do change of address, then, because I got my learner's permit out here, I'm gonna have to redo it in Michigan, then because Michigan has different laws than Indiana for like when it comes to rules of the road. And then I gotta redo all my doctor stuff out there too. Fuck, that's loud. Fucking geese are fucking flying over the damn building. Like, I hear them. Shit. Fuck. Damn. I can still hear them. I said they haven't really flown south all year because it's been so warm out, so they haven't really flown south like they usually do. But what's funny though, I said if it wasn't for the fact that my mom lives with me because she's got health issues, I would the guys from Overnight Drive, Hans and Andrew, had suggested that me and him and Andrew get an apartment together, like a townhome, in Michigan. I said that would be nice, but I said, but it's got to be also, you got to factor in like how much money can you put down, because my aunt, she, like I said, she rents the $750 three bedroom, two bath townhome. But you got to do $750 a month. That's your rent, and then on top of that, you got to have a security deposit. So they want $1,500 before you move in. That's one of the reasons why I downloaded these two cash apps in the hopes that I can make some money to try to save. And then when I do my taxes next year, then I'm going to take that money too and put that in savings and use that towards moving. And I'm hesitant about this because I don't like needles. But me and my mom got a letter in the mail the other day. And it's for the vaccine, basically for the COVID. And it says, in order to do the vaccine, you have to basically have not shown symptoms, and you have not, and you ha and you can't have tested positive for the COVID-19 in order for you to do this. And it states that if you do it, if you do the vaccination, the claim is that they'll pay you $740 for getting the vaccine done. I said if it wasn't for the fact that I hate needles, then I would do it. But I said I might just have to get over my fear of needles and just do the vaccine and get the $740 up front. I said if me and my mom do it, that's like damn near $1,500 right there. They're still out there. Damn geese. But my main reasoning for wanting to move to Michigan is not just for the Meyer, but it's right off the lake. Like, my aunt lives right not too far from Lake Erie, so that's pretty cool. Because getting the lake view is pretty cool. I've always been fascinated by the lake view and watching the lake and everything. And then I gotta work 3 to 11:30 tonight and tomorrow. And then on Sunday it's a mid shift, 12 to 8. But then I'm off Monday. I said my only 2 days off next week, or because even though Sunday starts a new week, my only days off are Monday, and Friday, which is Christmas, because Meijer isn't open on Christmas. It's the only day that they're closed. And then any other holiday that they're open, they just close early. Like on Thanksgiving, they close at 4. Christmas Eve, they close at 7. But I work 8 to 4 on Christmas Eve. Now if I do switch to the Meijer in Michigan, I want to be a door greeter because door greeters make more money anyway than a cart person would. And I looked up the cap amount for a door greeter in Michigan, and the door greeter in Michigan makes about $25 an hour. I said that's their cap amount, so once they hit the $25 an hour, then they won't get another raise. I'm like, hell, it'd be worth it just to do that. I've always been more of like a socializing person, which is what door greeters sometimes are. They still do their work, but they also associate a lot with the customers, and they gotta make sure that the customers aren't stealing, and then you gotta report any suspicious activity that you might see. And then you gotta claim carts and check receipts and everything to make sure that people paid for the stuff that they got. So that's one of the things that I would like to do is be a door greeter and then learn. And of course, also because I got my new phone, Hans and Andrew had from Overnight Drive commented about how clear the phone looks from when I film my videos now for YouTube. I said, he's like, oh, your picture is really clear. He's like, your pictures are really clear now. He's like, before, he's like, we couldn't really see shit. And I was like, because the old phone that I had didn't have good picture quality, this phone does. And I spent the last couple days also not just downloading apps, but trying to find out what's around Michigan in the area of Monroe, which is the town I might be moving to. It's like a 4.5 hour drive from where I live at now, or somewhere between 4 or 4.5 hours, depending on traffic and everything else that you might come across if you get lost or not, then it ends up being a longer drive. So I downloaded the apps to make money, but then there's other shit I've been doing. But I've been looking at like what's around the area, and not too far from where my aunt lives, there's like a mall. So, and I like going to the mall, so as long as the mall's close enough, then I could just walk there. I was also looking up restaurants around town, and my mom says, well, if there isn't a Cracker Barrel, Bob Evans, or a KFC, she's like, then I'm not moving. And they have all three out there, so at least that's good. I don't care about fast food as much. I don't care for McDonald's or Burger King because their shit's nasty. So I could care less about those two. But I am a big fan of Bob Evans and Cracker Barrel and KFC. So of course I'm moving for those three alone too. I was also looking up like grocery stores around the area. They do like my aunt when my aunt was when I was talking to my aunt, she said there's a Walmart, there's a CVS, Walgreens. There is a Target, but not in the area where she lives at. I forget where she said it was at or how far it was from her. So that's another thing. On this current app I got, you can make money for listening to music. I don't really have a whole lot yet on that. I guess that'll be something I have to check out. I gotta look and see like what I've earned here. It says I've earned 1,872.64 points, so I'm not sure what that is in dollars. But who knows? And there's an actual app here called Misplay that's flashing up on the phone, but I don't use it. But if you download it, you're supposed to get like gift cards every time for playing games. I'd rather actually be getting money. Now, for this current app, so if I share it out and I invite friends, I get $250 for inviting 2 friends, for I mean 10 friends, sorry. And then I can earn up to 25 points, $25 in points per friend, plus 5% of their music earnings for life if I share the link to the friends, and if I can get 10 friends that actually want to do this, then that's all fun. I shared the link out on Twitter and Facebook, but I haven't shared it out on Instagram because I don't have like an actual thing for Instagram to do it on. I could probably share it in my story, but let me see here. Actually, not. Okay, oh, crap. I have to write on that one because I don't have it on, I don't have like the thing where I could share it on the stories. It's got to be done actually through a chat window on Instagram. So I forgot Instagram on that part. But like I said, but I did share it out to Twitter and Facebook, so hopefully maybe some people see it and maybe they would want to join if they're in my friends and contacts list. Like for me, I don't have a lot of friends. My uncle suggested if my uncle said the other day, he's like, well, if we move to Michigan, he's like, we're not gonna have any friends. I said, what's the point? I said, if you move to a town, you can make friends. Doesn't matter now, does it? I said, because like I said, because if I move to Michigan, I can make friends at the Neumeier, and I could walk around town and make friends out there. That's the whole point of moving from one town to another, is that you make new friends. That's really about all. So if you enjoyed, I'll see you guys. I'll probably post another video in the pub. I mean, audio in another several days or so, probably around Christmas time. Yep.